Checking audio. Noni patris et filii et spiritus sancti, amen. In rubi volo, tale Dei, ad eum quidificat juventud mea. Iurica mi Deus recere causa mendicent et sancta, homini in igno dolos mea ue mea. Quitus Deus fortitud mea, quare mero pudissi, quare fisius in cero dubu fici mei mi amicus. Emite lucem tua, veritatem tu. Ipse mi reduxerunt in ad reduxerunt motum sacrum tuum in tabernacula tua, et in rubi volo, tale Dei, ad eum quidificat juventud mea. Convidi mi divi incidere Deus, Deus meus, quare fisius is anima mea, quare good robus mea. Spero in Deo, quone apodio cumpe Deo ridi, salutare putus mea, Deus meus. Gloria Patri, Filio, Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, in saeculum saeculorum, amen. Intro vivo anno tale Dei, ad eum quidificat juventude mea. Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini, qui feci caelum et terram. Confidio, Deo omnipotente, beata filius, virginum, beata mica legantum, beata viva ego piste. Sanctis apostolis Pedro et Paolo, omnibus sanctis et vobis fratris, qui abrigam in nimis cogitatione per vobe opere. Mea culpa, mea culpa. Mea maxima cumque. Ideo prego beata venim sepi virgine, beata mica navigantur, beata mica baptista. Sanctus apostolos Petrum et Paulum, omnes sanctus et vos fratres, orare per mea nominum Deum nostrum. Miseriatur nostri omnipotens Deus et ibisis peccatis nostris, perduque nos ad vitam aeternam, amen. Indulgentiam absolutionem et revisionem peccatorum nostrorum, tribuit nobis omnipotens misericus nobis, amen. Deus universus vivi, nobis nos, et sur de tabi de Deo. Ostende nobis domini misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis. Domini ex auri orazione mea, et labor meum sancte veniam. Dominus obiscum, oremus. In medio ecclesiae apero et os eius, in integite ur dominus spiritus sapientia et intellectus, solum gloria in Deo. Voi mas confiteri domino et salari domini tuo altissime, dori patri et filio et spiritui sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum, amen. In medio ecclesiae apero et os eius, in integite ur dominus spiritus sapientia et intellectus, solum gloria in Deo. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo, in terra pax dominibus bonae voluntatis, laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, benedicamus te. Gratias animus tibi propter varium gloriam tuam, Domini Deus rex sedestis, Deus pater omnipotens, Domini fili uni genite Iesu Christi, Domine Deus animus te, filius patris, Vitolis peccata mundi miserere nobis. Vitolis peccata mundi suscipite peccatorem nostram. Miseris et exsere patris miserere nobis. Uniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Iesu Christe, un sancto spiritu, in gloria Dei patris. Amen. Dominus obiscum. Oremus. Deus qui populo tuo eterni salutis beatum ambrosium, ministrum tribuisti, praesta quaesumus, ut quem doctorem vitae habuimus in terris, et tesorum habere meneabur in celis. Oremus. Excita Domine, corda nostra ad preparandas uni geniti tui vias, ut pereus adventum ut incantis tibi mentibus, servire meneabur, vitem vivere reinat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lectio Epistulae Beati Pauli Apostoli ad Timoteo. Carissimi, testifico coram Deo et Iesu Christo, qui judicaturus est vivos et mortuos per eventum ipsius et regnum eius. Predica verbum insta opportune, importune, argo et obsecra increpa in omni patientia et doctrina. Erit enim tempus cum sanam doctrina non sostinebunt, sed ad sua desideria coarcipamus sidim magistros, pluriem exauribus, et a veritate quidem notitum abertent, ad fabulas autem convertentum. Tu, vero vigila, in omnibus labora, opus faci evangeliste, ministerium tuum imte, sobrius esto. Ego enim iam delibor, et tempus resolutionis mei instat. Bono certavi, certavi, cursum consumavi, idem servavi. In reliquo reposita est mihi corona justitiae, quam rendet mihi Dominus in illa die justus judex. Non solum autem mihi, sed et iis qui diligunt adventum eius. Et est sacerdos magus quindibus suis placuit Deo, non est in rentus similis illi, qui conservare legem excelsi. Alleluia, alleluia. Curavi Dominus et non peritebi Deo. Tu est sacerdos in eterno, secundum ordine Melchizedek. Alleluia. Dominus obiscum. Sequentia sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum. In illo tempore dixit Iesus discipulis suis, vos esti sal terre, quod si salevam nuerit in quos salietur, ad nihil ul valet ultra nisi ut mitatur foras, et conculcedur ab hominibus. Vos estis lux mundi, non potest civitas abscondi super montem posita, neque accendunt lucernam et ponunt eam sub modio. Sed super colonnabum ut lucer omnibus qui in domo sunt. Sed lucer lux vestra coram omnibus, ut videat opera vestra bona, et glorificet patrum vestrum qui in caelis est. Non lite putare quoniam veni solvere legem ad prophetas, non veni solvere, sed ad implere. Amen quippe, dico vobis, donec transiat caelum et terra, iot urb ad unus apex non pretedibit ad ege, donec omnia fiat. Qui ergo solvere unum demandatis estis minimis, et occurrit sic hominis, minimus hoc abitur in regno celorum. Qui autem fecerit et occurrit, hic magnus hoc abitur in regno celorum. But today we celebrate the feast of St. Ambrose, great doctor of the church. He died in 397. And there's just simply too many things to say about Ambrose. But there are a couple things that I think might be useful for us right now. Ambrose, first of all, just a little bit of background. There are some kind of terrific things told about him, and also many of the other great, great saints of that time. He's called Doctor Mellifluous, flowing like honey. And there is a legend about him that when he was a baby, bees would fly in and out of his mouth, you see, to foreshadow how his beautiful flowing honeyed words would be in the future. He was the son of a very wealthy and very powerful man. He was the second son of the imperial viceroy of Gaul, and a member of an ancient Roman family. His father died in Trier. He was born at Trier, which is now modern Germany, and he was brought then down to Rome to be raised, and that's where he got his education. When he was about 30 years old, he was made governor of the province of Emilia Liguria, and he took up his residence in Milan, which is an extremely important city in those days. And he was unexpectedly chosen to be bishop. When the bishop, the Arian Auxentius, died, the city was going to have a riot, and because they had to elect a bishop, and Ambrose, his position as governor, came to talk to them, and he calmed everything down, and suddenly a boy raised his voice up, "Ambrose, Bishop, Bishop Ambrose," and everybody took up the cry. And since Ambrose had only been a catechumen and had never been baptized, after his popular election, he had to go from catechumen to being a bishop in just an extremely short period of time. This is one of the reasons, I think, why St. Jerome, just couldn't stand Ambrose and wrote all sorts of really terrible things about him. But one of the most scathing things that Jerome wrote about Ambrose was the immortal line, "Heri catechumenus, hodie episcopus." Yesterday, the guy was a catechumen, and today he's a bishop. So, Anyway, Ambrose wound up being a fantastic bishop. I guess it depends on your perspective too. He was a real political animal, this son. He understood what was going on, and he was deeply involved in the intrigues of emperors and in the tutelage of young emperors and their heirs and so forth. And it was a very difficult time, fraught with difficulties, because the Christian world was still quite divided between Orthodox Catholicism, Orthodox Catholic belief, and Arianism. And so he had many battles to fight for the church, some of them extremely dangerous. He took authority head on. For example, there was one time when the emperor Theodosius, whom he would later write a great panegyric about, comparing him to David and so forth as a summation of civic virtues, but at one point, you know, David had a great fall and then a recovery. But Theodosius had 7,000 people massacred in Thessalonica, and Ambrose excommunicated him and only allowed him to communicate again after many months of penance. And this is something that I think that's important for us to think about today. Today, Ambrose might be invoked to help our bishops rise up to confront Catholic politicians who have committed atrocious sins in public. I'm not talking about their private lives. I'm not talking necessarily even about their private consciences. It's what they do. It's what their deeds that are in public, that are seen by all. You know, our gospel reading today for a doctor of the church involves salt that's lost its flavor. These are Catholics who have lost their saltiness, and they're good for nothing but to be trod under the feet of men. These are people who have not only hid their good light under a basket, but they put their bad things up on lampstands to be seen by all. It's not as if what they're doing have been doing for years is secret. And some of these, you know, if Theodosius had 7,000 people slaughtered, well, that's an awful lot. But some of these Catholic politicians have eagerly, openly, repeatedly, manifestly, zealously, consistently, stubbornly advanced the killing of unborn children in ways too horrible to describe. So let us pray. I mean, that's an industrial level killing, not just the slaughter of 7,000. Ambrose knew that he had to confront this mighty figure of the emperor, and he did so, and he did so steadfastly. And Theodosius, a man who apparently had some real piety, made a conversion and admitted his faults and did public penance, and then they were reconciled together, Theodosius and Ambrose. Well, so let us pray that Ambrose might intercede for God with bishops, that will raise up bishops now that will stand firmly in the path of all those Catholic figures who on an industrial level promote the most atrocious sorts of crimes. And I think that abortion has to be among those. And let us ask God to raise up a bishop like Ambrose, many bishops like Ambrose, who will do something also to repair the scandal of every feckless, toothless, rudderless shepherd out there who is also helping to enervate our church in a society that desperately needs her good influences more than ever. If we make the church into something that is toothless, then society has absolutely no reason to listen to what we have to say. And yet, as This is what all the church also has a mission to do, is to shape the world according to the teachings and in faith, hope, and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dominus obiscum. Oremus. Veritas mea in misericordia mea punipso et in nomine meo exaltabitur cordem eius. Fratres.